Good morning and welcome to EMFES. Today we are going to talk about a very special and important date for our country, which is August 7th. This date is considered one of the most important celebrations patriotic of the country. Its relevance lies precisely in its symbolism of the founding might of the nation. In addition to being a very important date to remember the people who gave their lives for the independence campaign.
Culturally, this commemoration allows us to remember the history of the nation and in this way make the population interested in the political history of our country. More than the construction of memorials or participation in events that celebrate these dates, this commemoration has gradually become an opportunity to reflect from various scenarios such as schools, universities, and media.
Exactly. The Battle of Boyacá was the military confrontation of the War of Independence of Colombia. That guaranteed the success of the liberating campaign of New Granada. This event took place on August 7, 1819, at the crossroads of the Tatinos River near Tunja. In addition, this battle ends with the mass surrender of the Realist Division and was the culmination of 78 days of campaign initiated from Venezuela by Simón Bolívar to free Viceroyalty of New Granada.
Actually, this was a day when the cruel army defeated the Spanish army during the liberation campaign of 1890. The battle was led by Liberator Simón Bolívar and Comandante Santander. This victory ended that campaign, which lasted 77 days, where 15 commandants were part of the liberating army. Well, 26 men participated in the realistic army. This took place at the Boyacá Bridge, located in the department of Boyacá, Colombia.
One of the main causes with which this confrontation was carried out was the successful culmination of the New Granada Liberation Campaign, a campaign led by Bolívar that aimed to free New Granada, Colombia, from the rule of the Imperial Spanish. The result of these relays would be the creation of the Republic of Colombia, which will include the Viceroyalty of New Granada, the General Captaincy of Venezuela, and the Royal Audience of Quito. All these territories were completely dominated by the Spaniards, except the south and east of Venezuela.
Barreiro decided to go to the Boyacá Bridge, where he started upon learning this Bolívar. He gathered his men and led them to the bridge of Boyacá to prevent the passage of the royalists to Bogotá. In total, there were about 2,850 men who made up the Independence Army led by Simón Bolívar. However, in battle, they were divided into two groups. The vanguard commanded by Francisco de Paula Santander and the rearward commanded by José Antonio Anzoátegui. The troops of the Independence Army were made up of men of all kinds. The Grenadians gave their support in the battle to the Independence Army, especially the peasants in the area, and on the other hand, there were realistic troops made up of Native American men. In total, they were about 2,670. All these displayed and shaped an amazing military tactics and organization together, where the independence troops carried out an intense combat which made the vanguard and rearguard of the realist army surrender, thus leading to victory.
The main antecedents that occurred in the Valley of Boyacá were given by facts such as the suffered victory of the independence army in the Battle of Vargas Swamp, where the independence army managed to temporarily cut the trip of realist army to Santa Fe from Bogota. Republican independent troops, which is why they fought with all their courage against the realist army in the Battle of Boyacá, which came shortly after.
The results of the Battle of Boyacá are seen to this day, where the independence of Colombia was achieved. The dominion of Viceroyalty of New Granada became in the hands of Venezuelans. New Granada, including the capital. Also, in these provinces, Pasto and Santa Maria, the royal states, resist, and few more years, it was not enough. After the Battle of Boyacá, the doors were open for the inclusion of Venezuela along with New Granada in the new Republic of Colombia.
This was not only a decisive battle for the Republic of Colombia, but also for the entire continent. It was one of the most important emancipation wars in Latin America. That is to say, it had a very important role in the liberation of Latin America from the hands of the Europeans. It also marks the origin of the independence of the countries of South America in the North Zone. It is also said that it was the fact that marked the victories of Carabobo in Venezuela, Pichincha in Ecuador, and Junin, Ayacucho in Peru and Bolivia.